listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back. Happy Tuesday. I don't want to put the cart before the horse and say happy hump day. Of course it's Tuesday, guys. I see everybody's logging on one by one. I wish I could have enough time to let everyone that needs to jump on come on. A lot of people have been complaining, saying that, you know, it's hard for them to get on at a certain point. And I tell you why. If you don't log on by 5:58, 5:59 to like jump on right away, you guys will miss a lot of the show, or it will bounce you off. It's the East Coast versus the West Coast. Who can get on the fastest to my show is really what it's all about. And if you don't get on in time, either you'll get booted off because the lines get crowded. You know, it's like traffic. You're sitting in traffic and it's not moving and you're just sitting there. So that's basically what it is. People don't necessarily want to just hang up. They want to listen to the show. They want to have a good time because they know every time that they log on and listen that this show is going to be the best show of their life and they're going to enjoy it and have something to talk about, share with friends. So the thing, I really like that. And for all the other people that have a hard time logging on and they complain a lot about it, just log on early, like I said, and you know, we'll jump right into the swing of things. Gee, it's been one crazy weekend, I tell you. You know, a girlfriend of mine called me and she said that, you know, she has a certain lifestyle she lives. And I understand. Everybody has to be working nowadays, and whatever you do as a profession that can bring you a substantial income to take care of your household bills and, you know, your everyday family life or however you pay your bills, whatever you do, as long as it sustains an income for you to survive. Because as you know, we've experienced a tough 2020 really didn't even exist, but 2021, everybody was like, getting the coal out of their eyes, we're getting tough, saying, you know what? And for the ones that are here listening in on the show, thank goodness that you've gotten to see another day. It's been a lot of lost loved ones through the pandemic. And, you know, it's been very trying for a lot of families out of work, you know, behind in their rent. And, you know, it's been hard. It's been hard for a lot of people. But thank goodness LA Talk Radio is still alive. I'm still alive. The producers are still alive. So there's some good things to be thankful for. But this young lady, you know, her name is Goldie. She's a professional dancer slash bartender at a very prominent, what do you call it? Strip club. We'll say strip club. She has private clients that, of course, want like private dances and whatever else they do privately. You know, she has style. So, you know, Goldie now has clients that are in her phone. You know, if she needs, I'm short this week on my car note, let me call this client and see if he'll come in to the club, spend $500-$600, and you know, I'll give him a show, you know, for a fee. So you got Mr. We're going to call this guy because I can't say his name, but we're going to call him Joe Being Joe because I think he's a Joe Being Joe on this one. And you guys will kind of like, for the ones that remember Joe Being Joe and Wife 2 and 5, that whole crazy scenario about, you know, Joe Being Joe and with the neighbor next door fixing holes in the walls, but it really wasn't a hole. She wanted him to put something in the hole type of thing. So, you know, it's that kind of scenario. So we're going to let him be Joe on this one. So Joe, the regular client of Goldie's, comes into the exotic club where she dances slash bartends, and he's looking for services. But most of his services are really consultation services. It's not what you guys think, because right away, people are automatically, I get it, guys, your mind is racing saying, yeah, we know what kind of services Joe Being Joe wants. But no, this Joe, he wanted, you know, some, you know, comfort, let's say. He wanted to have someone to talk to. It's one of those lonely marriages that he's in that, you know, his wife doesn't realize he's even in the house anymore. So he goes out to the nightlife to seek, you know, some type of sanction of happiness. Some not him. Pinocchio, they're growing by the minute, okay? Her ears are getting long because she's listening to the stories. She's hearing how lonely he is, how undeprived from sex he is. You know, she's really listening to him. She's not just hearing him because, you know, the wife is hearing him, you know, but she is actually hearing him. Okay. So she's listening to what he's lacking, not what he wants from his wife. Because, you know, most guys will come in and say, you know, I'm looking for this adventure. You know, I'm not getting this at home. Let me go out to a happy ending. A lot of guys go out to happy endings. They're real. Usually ran by the Asians, by the way, guys, you know, and they call it happy ending because at the end you come in, well, you leave happy. You come in sexually frustrated and your happy ending, you're really just happy. Okay. And a lot of these places have been getting busted lately for the solicitation of sex. I really wouldn't call it solicitation myself because you can't be biased. There's a lot of lonely people out here in the world today, and they're looking for comfort from someone, anyone, anybody who will listen, you know, besides the person that's in the same dwelling with them. So Joe being Joe, you know, talks to Goldie via text and says, you know, hey, I'm coming up to the club. I like to see you. I like to talk, you know. And what does Goldie do? This is her profession. She says, Joe, come on down. I would love to hear what you have to say. Anything you say, Joe, will not bore me. So Joe being Joe goes down to the club. But did Joe know that's iPhone? So she has his iPad set up where she could actually view his messages. Okay, guys. So she's like, all the messages he's sending and receiving, she's actually reading every single message. Now, I may be giving somebody a heads up on deactivating your iMessage from your other toys at home because you never know what people could be doing behind your backs, you know, while the cat's away, the mice will play. It's a true thing, you know, so it's no need to be naive to it. But the wife is reading all these messages and she's saying to herself, aha, I got you now. But, you know, it kind of makes you wonder why would she be so upset when he's being ignored anyway at home? And, you know, there is a true saying in relationships, but, you know, it's the saying. No one wants you until someone else does, you know, and fortunately for Joe being Joe, he has someone to talk to because his situation could be so toxic at home where he could result to domestic violence, you know, with this woman who's, you know, not having sex with him, not having communication with him. She's just not even a happy meal anymore. You know, she's not even producing a chicken nugget for him. So he's just basically at home, lifeless body that's just there occupying air and space. So wife X, we'll call her wife X. I don't know if we should call her wife X. I would like to call this lady the Karate Kid. You know, you guys seen the Karate Chop, you know, so, and I'll tell you why I would like to call wife Chop 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 Karate Kid. That why I'm giving her that name is because throughout all these text messages, she actually goes to this club, this exotic club, and she confronts Goldie. And, you know, the whole scenario was crazy, okay? Because according to Goldie, this woman actually asked, like, who's Goldie? You know, I hear that she's the favorite bartender for everybody. I would like her to make my drink. So they called her over, hey, Goldie, come on, this lady wants you to make her drink. You're special. Okay, so she goes and makes this lady a drink. She doesn't know who she is. Shame on her for not knowing the wife. But not knowing who this woman is, the woman asks her a special drink. He begins to say, "You are a homewrecker and you will not steal my husband." And Goldie is like, "Well, who is your husband?" Because mind you, there's tons of husbands that see Goldie throughout her course of work. You know, so who is your husband, miss? So the Karate Kid wife says, you know, Joe Bing Joe is my husband. And Goldie says, "Okay, and what do you want from me?" So the lady takes her drink that Goldie made for her, and she basically tries to blind her so she can grab her from behind the counter and maul her like a pit bull. So by the time security gets a whiff of wife Karate Kid, you know, seeing that she's attacking, you know, the bartender, and you know, the bartender's like helplessly fighting, trying to, you know, save her own ass, excuse my French, because now you got an angry wife. So they're on the floor like wrestlers in this place. So they're wrestling around. By the way, guys, I got to see some of the camera footage of the event that took place. Very disturbing, because this wife was really, she really lost it, you know? And thank goodness for getting patted down. Who knows? She could have had a blade on her. She could have had a gun on her. And this could have been a serious, horrible way of handling a bad love triangle, you know? And very sad to say that Goldie was like a helpless, I don't know what kind of animal that would be. I mean, she looked like her brains beat out by this woman. Like the woman came to wrestle with her. Not fight, guys. Wrestle. Like she was a pro wrestler, you know. The only thing that was missing was her costume, you know. But she came in and she was a very heavy. I mean, she was a heavyweight. She was like one of those sumo wrestlers or something, you know, with the big stomach. And, you know, they got the big stomach. And guys, you can relate to this. You know, you get the stomach and they're like bumping you around and pushing you around and bumping you and then you fall because you've been bumped so hard. That's what happened to Goldie. She was humped and bumped around. And the woman is screaming at the top of her lungs, like, "You homewrecker, you're not going to take my husband. I'm here to save my home." And guys, would you believe this is not even a young woman? This woman is in her 60s, out here in an exotic club with, you know, a very young, attractive Goldie, you know, and she's embarrassing herself. I mean, a woman in her 60s, wouldn't you think she would think to herself, "Why do I have to do this in my 60s? Why am I out here scrapping with a young girl over my husband, who I don't want anymore anyway, but I don't want anybody else to have him because he's mine." So it kind of makes you wonder about, you know, the home life, the structure. You're willing to fight for your marriage because obviously, guys, you know, because Goldie said to me, "Listen, I haven't humped around with him. He's just the guy that buys drinks." But this woman came to wrestle. So obviously, if she's wrestling with you and you got just innocent texts of, you know, "When are you going to come by? Come by and buy some drinks." And I think Goldie was selling some other kind of services. And this woman is saying to herself, "I'm not even soliciting this service to my husband. So why does he have to go out and pay someone else for it when he's a dead lump on some wood around the house?" You know, and for all Goldie knows, you know, she might be getting a little taste of Viagra or that other stuff that make them go and go and go like the Duracell batteries. So not that she cares, guys. You know, I just seen a comment pop up, you know, saying, "Well, maybe Goldie cares." Goldie doesn't care, guys. Goldie wants what she wants for the night. And that's her money that's going to be added to her income for that night. You know, and those services are not cheap, by the way. So this guy's probably taking his mortgage money, his electric money, home. But this guy's taking the money out of his household to go to talk to someone, to feel loved, to feel like he's somebody. No one wants to be ignored. So ladies, listen, step up to the plate and jump on your bike and start peddling, because there's women like Goldie who's walking around with mattresses on their back, ready, willing, and prepared at any time to give your significant other, this doesn't only fall in the category of married men, but Goldie is willing and ready at any given time to satisfy what that man is lacking at home. And guess what? After all this happened, you would think the guy would say to himself, Joe being Joe, you think he would say, let me just stay away from this situation. And he's calling Goldie and apologizing for his wife's behavior. I really gotta touch my forehead, guys, when I say this. This makes no sense to me. Absolutely no sense. Instead of you being there to comfort your wife and apologize and say, okay, this is what's wrong. This is what we need to work on. I made some mistakes. I did some things. And this is where I am now. And how can we make this thing better so I don't have to go, looking for Goldie? So even though now the wife has been blacklisted from the club, so has her husband, because they now have his picture and they realize he is the culprit behind this massacre. And now that he's banned from the club, he's Cash Apping Goldie, like, I want to make things right between us because what my wife did was craziness. You've been married to for 30 years. You would say to yourself, I got to make things right at home. So obviously, home is not where he truly wants to be. Sometimes people get into these marriages and, these old marriages. And for some, it's good. And for some, it's like, okay, this is it. We got bills. You're just a check, I'm just a check. They're collecting Social Security, disability, pension, whatever income they have coming in at the later stage of life. And this is what we're going to do to survive. And I really don't like you, and you really don't like me, but it's too costly to live separate. So let's just stay together so we can split these bills or chip in a little extra here and there so we can still survive. It was during the pandemic. People were actually getting a divorce during the pandemic. And during the pandemic, people were like electing to stay in the same household because they're like, hold it, I'm about to get a divorce and then my rent is $2,000 a month for a one bedroom apartment. And depending on who you're married to, if you're able to collect any spousal support, yay for me. But if you're able to collect any spousal support through it all, that's good. But if you can't, then you're gonna have a problem. And unfortunately, it's situations like these that make you want to stay in the marriage because you get a little, afraid of the real world. Once you start seeing the real numbers, the person that you're married to don't look so unattractive anymore. They don't look so fat anymore. They're not just sitting there, with their bald head. Men get older, hair starts, and 45 years ago, and they don't have the muscular build. They got breasts. They got women breasts at this point, So it comes from men lacking to take care of themselves and look great and feel great and want to feel good about themselves, So it's kind of hurtful to see these 30, 40, 50 year marriages. I would even say 5 year marriages, because 5 years, you're sharing space, you're washing dirty socks, you're smelling farts at night. 5 years, into a marriage is really enough to say, let me see what I can do to get over the hump to see how we can work things out. Even though some marriages lead to very deadly situations, because sometimes a person feels like, I can't live without you, and you can't live without me. Or rather, dead marriages as well. It's a very, very sad thing for someone to experience. And I hear a lot of it from older women, in their 70s. Like, I got a divorce, 2 months ago. And here I am in my 70s and I'm looking for love. Speaking to one 70-year-old woman, she says, I don't want to have sex until I know that he's the right one. Okay, you're 70. How much longer are you going to wait? I mean, the longevity of life nowadays, as you guys know, people are dying young out here. So 70 is not like a number around the corner where you can sit back and date for a year and be like, I'm celibate. I mean, for a woman in her 70s, if you can hold out and wait it out, and then a man in his 70s, 75, a lot of these guys, they're going through some type of trauma with so they're feeling a little down on themselves because they feel like without this drug, they can't be a man. They can't satisfy their other half. And some men feel, because I did take a survey on this, they feel like they're useless if their male organs no longer can work anymore. They feel like, what am I living for? Because this was the best part of my life, being able to hump around, lay around, be married, cheat on my wife. It was the excitement for them that actually kept them alive. And then now when that tool doesn't work anymore, it's like, what am I good for? I got limited income. I can't really go out and play, but I can take a woman out to, a fast food restaurant or, some quick. And these are real stories that I'm hearing from guys that come down hard on themselves about their intimate situations. And it's very, very scary because, you guys are young now and there's a lot going on for you, but you don't know where this road could take you at some point. At some point in time, your tool is going to have a lot of mileage and it's really not going to work anymore. This is like a car engine, It's reached its mileage point and now it's just no good. For women, it's a lot different, because guys, I don't need to explain that part to you. But you guys will say, yes, yeah, she has mileage too. I got mileage too. But your mileage is going to cause your engine to conk out. Our engine is not going to blow. So, you guys need to really preserve your energy, and take a big part in having a toxic relationship. Because the first thing the woman is going to say is, your tools don't work. You're not even a minute man anymore. You're a second man, So they're going to utilize all these things against you. So now you can really feel bad about yourself. That's why a lot of older women are looking for younger men. And we'll definitely get into that one because I just had a situation and a conversation about that with my own family member. And unfortunately, I can't bring him on the show because, of course, he doesn't speak English and he speaks a little bit, but you guys would never be able to make out what he's saying. But, these type of situations leads an older woman to a younger man. The women that are, guys today, when they reach a certain peak, they want to have fun. And if they're not allowed to have that fun at home and they can't have it outside because you're trying to steal it from them, okay, this is how they feel. You're stealing my joy. I got to come here. I got to see your face every day. I'm sick of you. And you're saying, I'm sick of you too, because I got 25-year-old Brandon waiting for you to leave to go to the go-go club. And I'll see you when you get back. So these are the type of things that happen. This is how, women get caught in the bed with other guys. It's unfortunate because they're like, why should I go to a hotel when I got my own bed I can lay in comfortably? I shouldn't have to lay in anybody else's bed for a quick moment. I could do this in my own home. I don't care if he's on his way. I'll just keep calling him and I'll keep checking and seeing where he is. So that way I'll know how fast I can get it in and get it over with. Guys, I think so, let's take a short commercial break and I'll be right back.
Are you looking forward to sell your house in Philadelphia at a fair price, but are just not patient enough to go through the long, delirious process of enlisting your house in the market? Well, look no further, because G Buys Philly has got your back. You can sell houses in Philadelphia without going through the trouble of navigating complex sales procedures. Property owners just like yourself, in all sorts of burdensome situations. We pay a fair cash price and save you all the stress and inconveniences of damages or repairs. We will buy your home fast, easy, and convenient. No commission to realtors. Cash deal equals no mortgages. Property as is. No repairs. 100% fair offer guarantee. Sell your house fast for cash in Philadelphia. So what are you waiting for? Just contact us now at www.gbuysphilly.com. Remember, G buys Philly.
Looking for a holistic approach to a healthy new lifestyle? Akir CMOS is the vitamin-rich solution you need with 92% of the nutrients our body needs. What does CMOS do? Promotes natural weight loss, helps build body muscle, builds a healthier immune system, helps allergies. Win. But consuming when you're healthy is a win-win. Visit AkirCMOS.com today and begin your journey to a healthier lifestyle.
Hey guys, glad that you guys are still here listening on. I was just, you know, looking at some of the text messages that I was receiving while we were on break. And there's a young lady that wants to come on the show, but I told her that she wants to air out her best friend's dirty laundry because she wants to stop a potential criminal situation where she knows that if certain things are found out, her friend is going to probably be murdered, you know. And I told her, you know, we'd have to really invest a little time into hearing what she has to say, because that is a very crucial thing to say via text, you know. I don't even know how to swallow that one. That was a little bit much for me. But guys, I tell you, you know, people play around with relationships so much, and the criminal aspect of it all is really, really bad, because people in the heat of the moment don't know how to accept when it's in front of them. You know, it's a difference when you hear, you know, your husband is cheating on you, you know, and the wife will say, well, seeing is believing. Give me some proof. You know, like, show me a proof of life type of situation. And sometimes people bring the truth to surface and they don't want the truth, because when they actually get the proof of that person's infidelities, and it doesn't necessarily have to be in a marriage, people have the tendency to go, you know, insane, instant insanity. You know, this is why they have the law of passion. What is it called? Crime of passion. Because usually people that are in them, you know, into those type of situations, like the gentleman that walked in and caught his girlfriend cheating, like he could have killed both of them. The guy, by the way, had over 210 staples from his genitals up to his chin. So this is how crazy a person can get. And this, from my understanding, was done with a little pocket knife that was on a key ring. So, you know, he thought that it was someone sexually assaulting her. And she was like, hey, dude, I'm enjoying my moment. What are you doing? Don't pull my legs down, you know? So it's a very bad situation when someone has to lose their cool and be in situations like that. And I've been in a few myself, you know, in my past marriage, where I thought I was going to lose my cool because I was so upset. And that's another story, guys. But I can say shout out to my husband now that I don't have to worry about being put in where it could potentially cause harm or a prison term that'll be forever. So kudos to my new guy. I love him to death. Literally love him to death, but not, I would kill him if he left. If he left, have a good day. But, you know, we have such a great relationship and a great understanding and great communication. I don't think we would ever find ourselves walking down that road of craziness, which I'm glad and I'm very proud to say. But, you know, for some people, containing that anger It takes a lot to put that in a bottle and suck it up and say, hey, I'm not going to kill this person. I'm just going to walk away. 9 out of 10 times, people don't walk away. They plot. And it could be years from now. Someone could be plotting on you from years. I mean, I have someone that's sleeping on a guy for 7 years, waiting for the right moment. And to me, that sounds like that's crazy. Because out of all these years that have gone by, you would think that the person has moved on mentally. You know, their body has left the situation, but mentally, they're still stuck in time with that person. And they can't get over the fact that they did them wrong. When in fact, that person needs to realize that life goes on and life doesn't revolve around you. You got to move on. You have to have your own peace within yourself. I'll tell you about a situation, and I wish the girl would come on the show, but I think because it's charges were filed, and I think if she comes on the show, she would probably incriminate herself. So I don't think she would be coming on the show at all. Her husband reached out to me and advised me that his wife wanted more she would talk about. And long story short, guys, because I'm going to fast forward this one for you. She was not being raped. She had the young buck, as they call them, young bucks. You know, young bucks. I guess bucks is horses or whatever they call them. You know, young. He was a thoroughbred. He was a young horse. Okay. So she has a 7-year-old son in the house at this time of the alleged rape. And the son goes to the basement stairs where he hears some weird sounds. I don't got to tell you what those sounds were. But it wasn't a yell of help, help, I'm being attacked or I'm being raped. It was something was good. Something was going on good. So he yells for his mom because he know dad's at work. Does the overnight shift, by the way, guys. Dad's at work. Mom's in the basement. He dials his dad on the cell phone. Dad, mom is in the basement with a man and I hear strange noises. So once the dad gets home, of course, the guy's not there. So she tells her husband, I just got raped by the neighbor, you know? And he's like, why didn't you call the cops? And she said she was afraid that he was going to kill the whole family. And that's why she didn't call the police. She was actually afraid to call the police. Long story short, the husband finds out now from the young buck's mother across the street that his wife has been sleeping with her son and she didn't appreciate that. You know, she didn't appreciate that going down as we're neighbors. We're neighborly. You know, not supposed to be doing that to our love. You know, him finding out the truth. His wife really wasn't raped. She was having intimate relations with the young buck next door. And it got so serious because after she faked the whole rape, you know, the boy's mother was angry with her because the husband confronted them like, no, your son raped my wife and your son's going to go to jail. The mother was so furious behind this allegation. She actually went to her house and she knocked on the door. Tap, tap, tap. It's me. It's your neighbor. And the wife doesn't open the door. She peeks out through the curtain and she does not open that door. So the mother got so angry that she kicked her door open and she said, I know you're in there. And I'm going to drag you out or drag my son to you. This woman is still claiming rape, but she doesn't want to file charges because it's neighbors. And actually, when the mother got word that her son was committing this act of not rape, but showing nanny panties a good time, you know, she basically said, that's it. We're selling our house and we're moving. They actually moved out of the neighborhood to avoid, you know, running back into this type of situation. She wanted her son so far away from it that they relocated to another state, you know, 600 miles away. And hopefully that is the end of that story because her husband was actually going to kill this young man because, you know, the mother was adamantly saying that my son could never do anything like that. You know, your wife is a liar. She's been bumping around while you're at work. My son said he was there fixing. So I hope at some point in time they could all put it to bed, because it's like the War of the Roses right now in their house. So hopefully they can get past it. But I'll tell you about these cougars a little bit, because that's what they are. They're cougars. And there's nothing wrong with being a cougar. Guys, don't get me wrong. You know, listen, who knows? I'm married now, but one day I might be a cougar. You never know. So, you know, this is just how life is set up. But, you know, I'm never going to put anyone down, you know, is what their beliefs are as far as how they handle their relationship matters, because everyone needs to be happy at some point in time. But I'll tell you a situation that happened with me and my family. I went to the Dominican Republic for a few days. Of course, I have family there. I have to check. Brother says, which I knew about, I knew he got married to a young lady he just met. It was a online, long distance love affair. And he got married in March. He met her in December via the telephone. They just saw each other. So they're in their honeymoon stage. So I'm at my dad's house. My husband is there, of course. And my guys, those who know me personally, I will post my picture of my husband and my dad. My dad loves my husband. Incredible, incredible connection with those two. I love it. And, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm finally meeting the wife face to face. And I have another relative that's, you know, sitting there. He speaks English fairly well. And he's communicating with my husband. And, you know, I'm asking, well, how old is, you know, Carmen? That's my sister-in-law's Carmen. And brother, mind you, my brother, that's one of my little brothers, he's 30 years old. Okay, yeah, you see that, right? So I'm like, okay, I have some questions at this point. I want to know, Carmen, what happens when you're like 70 and my brother is like 50, you know? And she's like, it doesn't matter. We're in love. And I just had to ask this question, guys. I had to ask, you know, weren't you in love before? Like, this isn't your first merry-go-round of being in love. Weren't you in love before you met my brother? You have, like, kids his age. You know, I mean, literally, she has children my brother's age, one older, one his age. You know, so it's kind of weird on a, I don't know, mental level of, okay, she wants to have fun. She wants to have a younger guy, the older guy didn't do it for. I get it. But I'm very protective of my siblings, as we all are amongst each other. So it was very weird to hear that this 56-year-old woman wanted my 30-year-old brother, because I wanted to know what her intentions were and what kind of plans do you have? You know, and she's like, well, you know, we'll just work hard and get our goals. At 56, you pretty much have your goals together. But my brother being young, and, you know, he's finally probably had the best sex of his life with a 56-year-old. So she's more experienced in the bedroom. And this is his own experience, I guess. So this is all new for him. And, you know, he is overwhelmed. And she's happily in love. And I just really wanted to know. So our family member that was there kept asking my husband, what is that animal? The animal that's like wild and crazy and running all around. And, you know, that animal. Because, you know, unfortunately, my Dominican native relatives don't know certain verbiage. So you have to help them out from time to time. So he was looking for that animal to describe this woman, and he's seeing it in front of her because he wants her to know, this is what you are to me. And we're all sitting around like, what type? And I'm like, hyena? He's like, no, that's not it. And I'm like, cougar. And he says, yeah, she's a cougar. That's what she is. And this woman, she really, well, let me say not this woman. She's my sister-in-law legally, and I respect the fact. But, you know, when you get tied up with these women that are older than you, you know, older women have to have some patience, because you got to remember, she's her son. It's like, you're raising someone else's child. Because my brother has always dated women slightly younger, maybe like 25, 26, 3-4 years difference. You know, he's never been with an older woman to experience some of the things that he's going to have to experience now, because she's looking for him to work hard and be a provider. And I'm afraid at 30, he will not even know how to functionally do that, because I know my brother. You know, he's always been a mama's boy. You know, I don't know how that's set up. But going from the honeymoon stage into reality, I think it's going to sink into her that the love that she's looking for is definitely not with my relative, you know, not with my sibling. Because, you know, in certain things, a 56-year-old woman, 60 comes real quick. So her bone is going to be old, she has wrinkles. You know, I hate to say it that way, but eventually what's going to happen is he's not going to be attracted to her, because guys want a young, attractive woman. And if she can't fulfill that look, you know, because in the Dominican Republic, you know, Dominican women are known for being hot and sexy. You know, what happens when the sexiness goes away? Somebody's going to have a problem. Somebody's going to be really heartbroken. And I hope that it's my brother and not her, because I know my brother will take this very hard, and it will be a nightmare, you know, because I think he gave up too much too soon. And 56 years old, my biggest question was, you know, what are you going to do if you want to have children? It's like, I mean, you guys are the same age, so you might as well be brothers. Yeah, I don't know how they're going to call you stepdad or whatever they're going to call you by your name. But hopefully I'll come back with a different story, because older women can be toxic too. Things could go wrong. And, you know, during the honeymoon stage, everything is good. But once that runs out and real life settles in, where the bills got to get paid, and she wants my brother to relocate to Puerto Rico and then eventually move to the United States. Because immediately I thought, did my brother marry her for papers? And he's like, no, I truly love her. You know, because I'm like, I could have gotten you a visa just as being your blood relative here in America. So you didn't have to go down that route, you know, to say or pretend that you're in love. But I'll keep you guys posted on how that story ends up working itself out. That has a story to tell. Come on next week. He's been dipping and dodging me because he's afraid that criminal charges may set in against him, because he owns a auto repair shop. And what happened was, there was someone that stole a cell phone, and the individual that stole the cell phone wanted to prove her innocence. She wanted to tell everybody that, listen, I didn't steal the phone. Someone else picked it up, and, you know, not me. But they actually did the find me on the iPhone, and it said the phone was in the repair shop still, but they couldn't visibly see it, you know, and it was turned off, but you could still find my phone when it's turned off, you know. So they're looking for this phone, and the lady, and I'll tell you how the criminal charges could possibly set in, because this woman says they made her take her clothes when she was out on her own. She took her clothes off to say, look, I have no phone on me. Check my vagina, check my rear end. You know, I want you guys to look up in there and see if you got, you know, see if I'm hiding it up in there. You know, she got a birthday suit naked. So, you know, now this guy is afraid that if he comes on the show and says certain things, because now this woman is saying, I did all of that to prove my innocence, and now I want to be compensated. And if I'm not compensated, I'm going to the police, and I'm going to tell them that you and your friends tried to gang rape me. You know, I mean, people use the system as a weapon. You know, it's a very sad thing to do to a business and a person. You know, she came up with this story, and, you know, he said she stripped on her own. We didn't even touch her. You know, we kept telling her, hey, as we're falling, I'm going to close at her. And she's like, nope, I'm taking them off. You guys don't believe me. Look at this, look at that, you know. And now this guy's like petrified, because not only could he lose his business, but he could lose, you know, custody of his children. that he got, you know, dealing with another situation. Guys, there's a lady by the name of Renee that just sent a text, and she would like to say thank you for giving us a great show, and she looks forward to returning next week. She texted me about 20 times wanting me to get that message out there, and she wants everyone to stay blessed. And there's another young lady, Jessica, who wants me to tell everyone hi. She's from Tennessee, and she really enjoyed the show to discuss her toxic situation and how her toxic situation ended in not such a good place, where the gentleman actually committed suicide. He was so distraught over their relationship. Jennifer, I like to say, you know, we're glad that you're still alive, and sorry for your loss when it comes to him, because, you know, sometimes people don't know how to take breakups, and it's kind of hard for some people. Okay, here's Rich from Atlantic City. Hey, Rich, how are you? Rich wants to tell me that it's a great show and keep up the good work, and he believes that I do a good job getting the word out there. So thanks, Rich, and we look forward to maybe having you on the show, even though you're a listener, but maybe you have a story to tell. Guys, I tell you, we're winding down. I got some good stuff for you guys next week. So come back and come back early, same bat place, slightly earlier bat time, and I look forward to you all coming on and enjoying the show next week. This is Tommy Torres signing off. Have a good night, guys. Bye now.
Listening to It's Confirmed with Tamiko.